Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-948-6519. 800-948-6519. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-948-6519. 800-948-6519. 800-948-6519. That's 800-948-6519. NMLS number 1136.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
Welcome into Tomorrow for Cinco de Mayo weekend. It's the weekend of May 4th, 2018. I am Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. Here, hold my margarita.
Yeah, okay. Would that be frozen or on the rocks with a rim of salt? Or
I've got two hands, one of each.
Oh, there you go. That's a good way to celebrate. And, of course, Erasmo in the control room, on assignment in New York, and Eddie in Puerto Rico. I mean, we're just scattered everywhere. But glad to have you with us. And as the announcer dude said, you're tuned into Tomorrow. We are your weekly update on the latest in cool gadgets and gizmos, products and services, things available today and into tomorrow. And we're even gladder when you actually call into the program and participate. And then you let us send you prizes for doing so. And I got to say that the Prize Closet team, which lately has been Israel and Eddie, have been sharing with me some of the nice comments that our nice listeners are putting when they respond. Prize Closet team will send an email out saying, hey, your call is scheduled for air. So be sure to listen this weekend as we answer your question and then complete the survey. There's a little link and we just ask you basic questions where we try to make sure we get a good prize for you. And a lot of people have been saying, you know, when we ask, what do you prefer if we have it available? Most people have been saying, whatever you have, I would love it. Thank you so much. Or I just love the show. That's my prize. But if you want to send me something, that's nice, too. Now, we also get those that say, yes, send me a 75-inch TV or send me a new gaming laptop. Or it's like, wonderful. If we had one, we would, but we don't. So, you know, you've got to listen when we talk about the prices available and then mention those. And hopefully we can get you something that'll be useful to you. But a lot of folks have been saying very nice things, and we appreciate that, too. It's not a requirement. You're still going to get a prize, but it's nice to know that people share nice things with us, too.
We've even been known to send a prize to people who have had not nice things to say.
You know, that's true, because if you participate on the show, even if you want to slam us for something, we'll air your call. We don't judge. All right, well, we do judge, but we have nothing to hide.
Even if you're like the listener that told me I needed to go back to broadcasting school, yes, I have not forgotten that. I hold a grudge.
Yes, hold a grudge much? Yes, you do.
I mean, granted, you know, what I had the Prize Club team send him was like a, you know, an old copy of Windows 3.1 software, but at least he got something.
He got something. I think you also included hand sanitizer, but you changed the label to say salad dressing or something. Okay, gotcha. But you had some fun with it, and that's what counts. Tech news and commentary in the first segment every hour of our regular shows, regular meaning not out on the road somewhere. So this week is no exception. What have you got in terms of some tech news? And we've got some commentary, trust me.
Yeah, well, in one of the top tech news stories this week, after years of on-again, off-again discussions, T-Mobile and Sprint finally came to an agreement that was announced this week to merge into a single company. The ultimate product of the merger will be a much larger T-Mobile that rivals the size of its biggest two wireless competitors, Verizon and AT&T, and will be led by existing T-Mobile CEO John Legere, while Sprint's leadership takes seats on the board. Now, they tried doing this once before, but the merger was not approved under the Obama administration, which, of course, might be a sign that it would be approved under the Trump administration.
It's very likely. A $26 billion deal, supposedly. And as you mentioned, T-Mobile assumes control of the merged companies, which also means that if you've got a T-Mobile store on this block and a Sprint store on the next block, one of them's going to close, I'm sure.
Yeah.
and probably the Sprint store, but who knows? You know, they might look at all, well, I'm sure they're going to look at all the stores and see which ones are generating the most income for the company and then close the one that isn't, obviously. But you're going to see some changes there. And that brings basically four carriers down to three.
And then there were three.
Yes. Because it's been AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, and Sprint. Right. And all the other little sub-carriers are using one of those four. So all the ones where you prepay and that sort of thing, they're using one or more of those.
Right. And, of course, MetroPCS is T-Mobile. It's actually a division using their network, and it's a wholly owned subsidiary. So
yep. So don't think, no, I'm on MetroPCS. I don't have anything to do with them. No, yes, you do.
Yeah, if you're on MetroPCS, you're not really on T-Mobile.
That's true. And the same with all the other carriers, too. You got these prepaid things at Costco and Walmart and all these other places. They're all one of those. So now they're all going to be three. And the thing I found interesting is when the two CEOs were talking, one of the things they kept stressing was it's going to make for much better competition for you consumers. Well, how do you go from more to less and have better competition? I don't know.
Uh-huh.
But they are also stressing their willingness to invest in 5G and saying they're going to pass Verizon and AT&T with 5G. Now, if they do that, kudos to the new T-Mobile, because 5G is the latest, greatest, newest. Don't have any phones that'll work on it yet, but soon you will. And maybe they will take the lead in order to do that. But either way, it's a huge deal, creating a much stronger competitor against Verizon and AT&T, to which I say, yay team.
Yeah, I mean, if nothing else, what it might do is drive Verizon and AT&T's prices down a little bit to try to compete with T-Mobile.
Exactly. And Facebook claims they're going to make changes to their privacy settings, all to help us, and if you can believe that, supposedly letting us wipe out all of our previous Facebook history, if you're so inclined, and not let advertisers see what we're doing. Mm-hmm. Remember, we are the product for Facebook, so I doubt that that's going to be quite as clean as that. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg saying that as a result, it won't be as good an experience for you.
Right.
Because if you want to wipe out and block everything and have, well, no such thing as complete privacy, but privacy other than your posts, which the world can see, then it won't be as good an experience for you.
You know, and it's funny.
I can hear the violins playing now.
You know, it's funny because when I was here, at the office yesterday, after hours, I was looking, doing some research for an upcoming family trip, and I remember searching for, like things like Yosemite Park, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, because Cameron wants to see geysers.
Yeah, and then I was at, Yellowstone Park, and then I was at home last night on another computer, logged onto Facebook, and there popped up a sponsored ad for Yellowstone Park.
Oh, geez.
So, I just happened to be on two different computers, but they knew my account. They knew my search history.
Of course. Another location, home versus at work, laptop versus your work desktop, et cetera. And boom, there you go.
Yeah.
It's creepy. It just is creepy. What can I say? I'm wondering if many of our listeners will use the new privacy tool once it's ready to wipe out your Facebook history. And, of course, we want to hear from you, 800-899-INTO. But now, you'll also be able to use Facebook to look for love.
Which a lot of people have done already.
Yes.
It's just kind of weird.
With a dating app that they said they will soon add to that your profile. It'd be an option, of course, which is good because, if you're married or otherwise committed, you don't want to have a dating app pop up.
Mm-hmm.
I can see that poor Erasmo, and Vicky goes, why did you enable the dating app? No, I didn't, honey, I swear. Well, it's there. And of course, shares of Match.com plunged 20% once Facebook announced that they're going to do a dating app. Well, of course, because it's got them and everybody else running for cover. It's like, oh, wonderful. What else are they going to do now to mess with my business? But that's good because I've heard a lot of people complain about Match.com anyway. It's taking their money and not even giving them matches that they set up, giving them everything but. And it's like, really? Well, then disconnect.
And then, of course, you've got other dedicated dating sites that are going to things other than dating. Bumble, for instance, they have three different modes. They have their dating mode. They have a friend mode that you can use Bumble to find friends. Mm-hmm. And then there's a professional mode, which is sort of, a
LinkedIn.
It's a combination between LinkedIn and Tinder or something.
Oh,
and I forget now which celebrity, but they even had a big announcement that some celebrity was going to hire her new assistant through the Bumble app.
Oh, boy.
It was interesting.
Yikes. So now, a couple of questions for all of our audience. Are you going to be concerned? Are you going to use that new wipe everything about your history except your posts, unless you choose to delete all of your posts, too? If you're going to do that, just close Facebook. What's the point? And or will you use the dating app that Facebook is going to institute? Optional. Zuckerberg kept stressing that in his speech. Optional. Well, that's good to know. Unless they just do it anyway and say, well, hey, look, we found you a new mate if you're tired of your existing one.
You know, and I saw an interesting poll recently. I forget who did it, but, you know, they were saying that of the respondents of, you know, all Facebook users, they said that nearly half of all Facebook users have considered deleting their Facebook at one point or another for one reason or another.
Oh, I believe that. I'm sure that's the case. I've thought about it many times. And if it wasn't for the show or for the ability to put something cool that Cam was doing or something, because I don't do selfies, then I probably would have closed it long ago. But for our listeners, I like posting things and getting feedback from our audience and stuff. That part's handy and has its moments.
I've disabled my Facebook account several times, but I have other apps on my phone that use Facebook to log in. And when I disabled my Facebook account and then I've tried to launch this other app, I have to reactivate my Facebook so that I can log into the other app. So it's kind of, you know, I'm kind of stuck.
Yeah, it does appear. So Facebook changes ahead. We want to know if they're going to affect you and how you're going to deal with them. 800-899-INTO anytime.
A Swiss town shared a photo snapped by a police speed camera that was triggered when a duck flew by over the speed limit. The photo, posted to Facebook by the local government in Konas, shows the duck flying down the street at a quick enough speed to trigger the speed camera. The post said that the duck was flying 32 miles per hour in an 18 mile per hour speed zone.
Oh, the nerve of that duck.
The town then joked that it was unclear what the punishment would be for flying too fast on a city street.
Yeah, and who do they send the ticket to?
Yeah.
It's not what it's quacked up to be, I'm sure. Late last year, a few major airlines, including Delta, American, and Alaska Airlines, started to ban smart luggage because of their batteries, leading several companies making smart luggage in a tough spot. Some of the features include GPS tracking, which is good because, you know, in my last trip to Berlin and then Rome, the airlines lost my luggage again. So it'd be nice to track it properly. But some of them have weight sensors, trip tracking, and even the ability to charge your devices on the go. A company named BlueSmart fell the hardest because of their non-removable batteries. Consumers with a removable battery are apparently allowed to use their luggage as long as they then bring the battery on board with them into the cabin.
Okay.
So we've covered other smart luggage, including suitcases that you can ride on through the airport. Remember, we did a very cool thing at IFA last year, and we have video of that. I'm actually riding on a piece of luggage all around our broadcast booth and thinking, that's cool. You know, you can mow down people all through a concourse and going from terminal to terminal and whatnot. But what do you think of these bans? Now, of course, None that we've heard of, anyway, caused a fire or became a problem. But I guess erring on the extreme side of caution, these airlines like Delta and others have said, nope, no smart luggage unless you can take the battery out. Well, again, that one company, BlueSmart, they were not removable batteries. They were rechargeable and so forth and powerful enough to plug your phone and your tablet and your laptop in even and recharge them while you're waiting at an airport or something. And or connecting flights, what have you. But aside from that, hopefully they're going to improve battery issues anyway. But you'd think there'd be a way to not make that be a problem, that once your luggage gets there, you can still stow it. I don't know. Gilbert, driving through Mississippi, listens on Super Talk Mississippi. And we love you for it, Gilbert, calling in using the free Into Tomorrow app. Hey there.
But I'm going to get ready to retire and go on an extended vacation. I'm trying to look for a good, reliable, rugged laptop. So I was looking at the Panasonic Toughbook Dell Alienware as being tough. I don't know how the reliability is. Or Acer 2-in-1. I'd like to know if you can give me some feedback on those and let me know what you think might be the best ones to go on an extended vacation. Thinking of going maybe over to Asia and also. Thank you.
Well, it's our pleasure, Gilbert, and I can feel for you because, as you probably know, being a regular listener, I travel the world just back from Rome last week, dealing with a big global press conference in Berlin the week before that, and then another China trip coming up. I mean, there's so many things, and interesting that you mentioned with an Asia trip and so forth. At the studio, we've used a Panasonic Toughbook for probably a decade now. We haven't been kind to it either. It's traveled in the hold of more planes than we care to count. It's packed with our hard gear, dragged all over the earth, and it's still going, based on our experience and on the fact that we see them riding in police cars all the time, where they probably get bumped around more than most laptops. We don't think you can go wrong with a Panasonic Toughbook.
In fact, the very first time we were introduced to them years ago, we had a representative from Panasonic on the show, and in the middle of his interview, he grabbed a glass of water off the table that he was drinking and just poured it all over the laptop while it was running, still working.
And during the interview, I'm screaming, no, don't do that on purpose. What are you, crazy?
He then goes to shake it off, and drops it on the ground, still running.
Yes. Yeah, he dropped it from like four and a half feet, it boom, and he brought it back up again, and it was playing a video, it's still doing fine. Yeah. I thought, wow, now there's a representative who knows his product and can demo it live, and it still works. It wasn't a Bill Gates at CES demo that nothing worked. Right. That was truly amazing. So as far as we know, Gilbert, Alienware has hardy, heavy computers, but Dell, Alienware's owner, actually make some rugged models of their Latitude series. You may want to have a look at those. They look about the same as a Toughbook, but they're another option.
Yeah, I mean, one thing we should ask you, though, is what kind of traveling you'll be doing. 90% of extended travelers do just fine with any regular laptop they can carry around in a backpack or leave inside an RV. Unless you're camping in remote locations away from civilization and without solid shelter, you can probably just use a regular laptop and get more processing power for your dollar.
Well, now that's true. We assume, because he's asking about a Toughbook, that he's going to be banging it around a lot. But if you can care for it, just normal wear and tear should be okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know, rugged models are heavy and they are expensive. If you can get away with using a regular model instead, you'll get more machine for your money. Mm. Most people who go on extended vacation stay within the bounds of civilization. So if that's the case, you don't really need to bother with anything special. Laptops can usually take the stress of most travel.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to be cautious with them. We don't recommend pouring any liquid over them on purpose. We don't recommend dropping them off the counter or something on purpose. But generally, they should be fine. I mean, we travel with our laptops and tablets all the time, just in a backpack, sling it over the shoulder. It gets banged around, it gets kicked under the seat, whatever. And for the most part, they're okay.
Right, but speaking of the Toughbook, that's the only laptop we have that we actually pack with our luggage, with our gear, and check in an airplane.
That's true. We wouldn't pack our laptops and tablets with our broadcast equipment, mixers and mics and cables and stuff, because they're going to get banged around a lot. The Toughbook we have no problem with. It is, in fact, tough, and it can handle it. And it's built for that purpose, you know, military specs and all that kind of thing. It can handle it. So I hope, Gilbert, we've offered some input there. Let us know what you end up with, because it's important to share that info with other listeners who might be in a similar position. But I hope we gave you a shot there. Meantime, we'll meet you and everyone else at intotomorrow.com.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
We hope you're enjoying, but not too much, Cinco de Mayo weekend. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. Coming up shortly, we'll be chatting with Mark Gehring. He's the co-founder of Aurora Health. They provide a platform for e-mental health solutions.
We can all use a little help there, I'm sure.
And this portion of the program is brought to you by the OWC Envoy Pro EX with Thunderbolt 3, the ultimate external SSD for photographers and videographers in need of ultra-fast and ultra-portable storage. Learn more at OWCDigital.com.
Jump aboard the time machine.
You got mail.
Time to head into yesterday with This Week in Tech History.
History.
Here's Chris.
History.
This week in 1851, Linus Yale of Newport, New York, became well known for his patent of the clock-type lock.
Nerd alert!
Hey, thanks. If the name Yale sounds familiar, it should. Yale locks are among the top brands of security devices sold today.
Affirmative.
In 1927, this week, the Hotel Statler in Boston, Massachusetts, became the first hotel to install radio headsets in each of its 1,300 rooms.
Skippy, I'm so happy!
In 1946, this week, Tokyo Telecommunications Engineering was founded with around 20 employees. The company would later be renamed and is the company we know today as Sony.
Was it as good for you as it was for me?
Hey.
And this week in 1975, the aforementioned company, Sony, introduced the Betamax video cassette recorder, the format that lost the format war to VHS. That's our look back at This Week in Tech History, brought to you by IFA in Berlin, the global innovation show since 1924 for consumer tech and home appliances, and by IFA Next, the launchpad for innovations. Get more info at ifa-berlin.com.
You know, you should, if not already, and I know you do, subscribe to our free once-a-week tech newsletter. And it's so easy to do, let me tell you. Just visit us at intotomorrow.com, and a little box will pop up. It's a little red and white box. All we ask for is your email address, and we don't share it with anyone, by the way, in spite of the constant begging. We keep your email private. And then you will get our free once-a-week tech newsletter. Among other things, we have for you thoughts, tech news, who's on the show this week, what prizes are available, and...
And continuing its Windows as a Service program, Microsoft adds time-saving features, dictation, sharing, and more. We have 6 cool things coming up in the Windows 10 April update that you'll want to know about, all in this week's tech newsletter.
Check it all out at intotomorrow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-305-7357. That's 800-305-7357. 800-305-7357.
Every day, in almost every way, the digital revolution is changing our lives. Well, we at Into Tomorrow are here to help make it more easy for you. Hopefully, I help you be a little more productive, have a little more fun with technology, if nothing else. And perhaps at the same time, we all learn a little something. I'm Dave Graveline. Thanks for tuning Into Tomorrow. For 22 years now, we cover the latest in consumer technology, consumer electronics, digital dilemmas. We try to solve them for you, whatever the case. And, of course, you participating on the program really makes the program. So please don't hesitate to join us anytime, by the way, at your convenience, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can use, preferably, the audio option on the free Into Tomorrow app. Just search those two words in your favorite app store, Into Tomorrow, and again, use the audio option to ask Dave or join us on the program, anything at all that you want to share with us. Or you can call the following toll-free number. It's good from anywhere in North America, or you can Skype into it if you like from anywhere in the world. It's 1-800-899-INTO, 800-899-4673. 800-800-8686. Our next guest joins us from a company providing a platform for e-mental health solutions. Had the pleasure of meeting him in Berlin at the Connet Healthcare trade show a couple of weeks ago, and we didn't have a chance to talk then, but we're glad we've got him on the phone now. The co-founder of Aurora Health is Mark Gehring. Mark, welcome into Tomorrow. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you?
We're doing fine, thanks. And tell me a little bit about MoodPath, and then we'll get into some more specifics.
Okay, sure. So MoodPath is our first app, and basically it answers the question, do I have a depression? So there are many, many people, many million people out there in the United States and in Germany where we're based that walk around with that question and don't have an answer. Around 50% of the people affected by clinical depression never actually end up seeing any doctor or psychotherapist. So what the app offers is a 14-day extended test, basically, where we send you questions three times a day that will basically go through an entire profile of mental health with a focus on depression. And there's a smart algorithm in the background that figures out what the best next questions would be. And after 14 days, we give you an assessment and also a clear recommendation if we see evidence for a depressive episode.
And you know what? I'm on behalf of folks that are suffering those kinds of issues, I think it's amazing that you guys have been able to come up with this. And of course, let me set the stage a little bit more. I had the honor of helping to moderate a session during this Connet Healthcare trade fair called App Circus, where some of the top 10 apps for health were narrowed down, yours, of course, among them, and awesome presentation and the ability for the jury to ask questions and learn more about what was happening. And you created quite a buzz with folks saying, this is really interesting. This is truly amazing that you have an app for mental health and that it has helped already so many people. What led you to creating this app to begin with?
So I'm a psychotherapist myself, cognitive behavioral therapist, and I've been working with patients over the last couple of years, and I've seen many times how people describe kind of their journey of getting into help and actually starting a therapy, and I've noticed there how strong actually the role of internet and apps already is. We see just in Germany it's about 1.5 million Google searches worldwide. We find in English language we find over 20 million monthly Google searches around that keyword of depression.
Wow.
Do I have a depression? So I just put one and one together. Basically, I saw there's a huge demand of people who are walking around with that question. They're looking for things online, and they really want an anonymous, easy, accessible tool that empowers them to, answer that question for them and can help them really get over that point to really make the decision, maybe I need help, which, a lot of people just actually do need help, need therapy, sure, medication, or psychotherapy. So that was the reason. I thought, if no one else will do it, then we can do it. I can do it. So we started. I found my co-founder, and he has a business background, and we got some investors together to believe in the idea. So we hired developers and developed the concept together with the universities here, validated the algorithm with some clinical studies, and then we launched the app in October. And since then, only on iOS, we've already generated over 25,000 downloads, mainly in Germany. We just launched an English version in UK and a few other countries, and the Android version will go live at the end of this month.
Oh, excellent. Let us know for sure when that happens, because being an Android guy, I'll check it out myself. And kudos to you guys for not only doing the research to find that more than half the people affected by depression don't seek help and certainly should, by by all means, but knowing that so many people are searching for help. And perhaps, why do you think, Mark, what do you think is the reason why folks just won't go to a doctor generally, or just seek a, you know, a psychiatrist or psychologist to share, or a counselor of any sort? Is it you know, fear of maybe being embarrassed or something, that they might be depressed, or what is the main reason? And as a result, I guess your Mood Path app is helping to solve that problem.
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, I would put it into two different reasons. The one is really, I think what you're getting at is really the fear of what others could think of me, you know, and that is very important. It's pretty obvious. It's a hard situation to be in, to sit, you know, in front of a doctor or tell your friends or tell your family that you're in therapy, that you have a mental health problem. But maybe even more powerful problem is really the self-realization and the problem it creates with your own identity and your own expectations to yourself. You know, a lot of people just don't want that to be part of their identity, so they will, try not to think about it, try to push it away and not realize it at all. And some parts of them might realize it already, and they know that, you know, the way things are going, it can't go on this way, and they might have some thoughts that even are getting dangerous. You know, a typical symptom of depression is a suicidal ideation, and we see just in Germany alone we have over 10,000 committed suicides per year that we contribute to depression. So it's a major problem, I think an anonymous and easy accessible tool can really tear down some of those fears, because, you know, it's, you're doing it on your own, you're doing it without anyone else having to know it. You know, our data privacy is very strict. We don't gather any personal information, no names, no email addresses. You don't have to enter any personal information. Don't create an account. So that really solves a big problem. We've received really wonderful feedback from many people saying that, you know, using the app helped them realize and helped them make that decision to actually go find help. So, yeah, I'm you know, that's one of the main things. I'm really proud of that. We're actually already helping many people to, you know, go take the right step.
And as well as you should be proud, by all means. And I think that you hit that nail on the head, too, when you talk about a lot of people don't want kind of the stigma, if you will, of needing to seek help. But don't hesitate. And perhaps I'm hoping that your Mood Path app now, especially because you stress the anonymity of it, that folks don't have to worry. You're not giving up anything. You're talking about a 14-day screening period. And then you'll help them by evaluating their mental state at that point, and offer some support, some help, suggest what they might want to do at that point. And by that time, after 2 weeks, I think people then get a better understanding of, well, this isn't so bad. I should certainly seek some additional help and support. And the app makes a difference. And I'm guessing that, a whole lot of people can be helped by Mood Path.
Yeah, I totally agree. You know, and another thing is that we do offer a lot of additional information during that 14-day period. Mm-hmm. We have an entire section of the app that's kind of built up like a quiz. It's just, you know, easy to use. It's easy to consume, and we have a lot of information there that, you know, is about how can I explain, where does depression come from? What causes the depression from a biological side? From what psychological explanations are there? What are treatment methods? You know, what's the difference between a psychiatrist and a psychotherapist? And things like that. A lot of these questions that make it even additionally more difficult to find help, because it's just so complicated to even understand the system. So I think we can, you know, really empower a lot of people to understand the system better, understand their own situation better, and help them to get them over that point of decision.
And Mark, am I assuming that a lot of people that are feeling sad or stressed, or maybe just simply have a lack of energy, are probably thinking, well, this will pass. I mean, I've had some, you know, bad times, or maybe, you know, I've lost some money or a job problem or any number of things. And they're thinking, nah, it's just human nature. I've just got to, you know, buck up and hang in there. And yet they're, it might be deeper than that. It might be that they do need some additional assistance. Huh?
Yeah, I mean, they're both cases, of course. And you know, on the other side, on the positive side, I would say, you know, it's not like this app only knows one answer. You know, the app doesn't always say, oh, you have a depression. You know, it'll also tell you, it'll also give you the confirmation. The answers that you gave compared to, you know, the medical data we have, it doesn't give us evidence to show that we see, you know, a depression.
Okay.
Depression is more than feeling sad about one thing or being discouraged of maybe one, you know, event in your life. It's really something that takes a longer time and that has usually an effect where it gets worse and worse by a kind of a vicious cycle.
Yeah.
So, you know, we try to cover both sides that, you know, we want to definitely create awareness and really tell people that are in a dangerous situation and in a depressive episode that they should find help. But we also want to give people that, you know, maybe have that question, but actually the best solution for them would really to wait and not seek help right at that time. We also want to give them a confirmation that if that is the right way, then that's the thing they should do.
Well, it sounds like you've covered a lot of the bases and really can help a lot of people. Unfortunately, we're running out of time fast in this segment, but I'm curious about what the doctors think of your app. Have you had feedback from psychologists, psychiatrists, fellow psychoanalysts, et cetera?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're really happy with the feedback we get. I mean, a lot of doctors already see this trend. There are a lot of options out there that or products out there that don't really fulfill high quality standards, and we see that there's a need for well-funded, scientifically valid products out there that doctors can integrate into their therapy and use the data for their diagnostics and for therapy support. We have a couple partners here. Two clinics have invested into our company already, and another big partner, the Institute for Behavioral Therapy here in Berlin, is really using the app on a standard basis now with their patients. So we're very happy with the responses we're getting from doctors and therapists.
Moodpath.de, which of course is Deutschland, but if you do slash,
we have an English version.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Exactly. If you can either do /en after that, which we'll link you to, or you can just drop down the English version when you go to the site. And of course, look for Mood Path in your favorite app store. Mark, we thank you for spending a few minutes with us, and keep up the good work and continued good luck with helping so many people.
Thanks for having us.
It's our pleasure. Again, moodpath.de/en for English, or just drop down the English. You'll see it there. It's easy to get to. And while you're at it, hit us up, of course, at intotomorrow.com. I'm Dave Graveline. We continue on the Advanced Media Network.
Engineered for the creative professional who needs the absolute fastest storage, the OWC Thunderblade brings unprecedented performance with capacities up to 8 terabytes and transfer speeds up to 2,800 megabytes per second, saving you time and money. The Thunderblade is the fastest Thunderbolt 3 external drive OWC has ever made, which allows you to adjust, duplicate, and edit in the office or on location at the highest possible speeds. Learn more about the OWC Thunderblade at owcdigital.com.
Letting you know what else you just can't live without, you're tuned Into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by HughesNet. High-speed satellite internet available where you live or work. Text RADIO to 35,000 for more information. That's text the word RADIO to 35,000.
Dennis in Tupelo, Mississippi listens on Super Talk. Hey, Dennis.
My satellite TV provider has just gone to war with two of my local programming stations, an ABC and NBC affiliate. I don't want to miss program that I'm paying for, and I want to know, is there a best way to get that program? I have tried getting a leaf type antenna, an indoor antenna. It doesn't seem to work. So I'd like your recommendation on a way to receive local programming and also to be able to record that programming.
Well, unfortunately, Dennis, like a lot of folks around the country, when that happens, we're being used as a bargaining chip in a squabble over dollars between two rich companies. And there is very little you can do, unfortunately. Over-the-air broadcast signals can't be rebroadcast on any service without paying the station who aired the signal. And, of course, in some major markets, streaming devices are just now beginning to offer local affiliates with some of their service packages. However, Tupelo isn't any one of those on the list that we've been able to find so far. Elvis would not be pleased.
Yeah, so your choices really are limited to an over-the-air antenna, which you've tried and didn't work, or a subscription to a cable or satellite company that is rebroadcasting the local affiliates. We'll put a link in our show notes to a great online article listing five ways to get the best performance out of your indoor antenna. Perhaps one of their tips can help you improve your reception.
Yeah. Now, of course, you've also been able to cut that cord from Comcast and go with Hulu, I think.
Hulu, right? Live, but I'm fortunate to be in one of those markets where Hulu Live takes my local channels. So, you know, like I said, it's not available everywhere in the country, but most places you should be able to at least get your local channels, and I have never looked back.
So if your satellite company, could be Dish, could be DirecTV, most likely, whichever, isn't giving you what you need, including local channels because they're in a squabble, then look at Hulu Live.
Right, but just keep in mind that unless you're getting them over the air, you're never going to be immune to these kind of squabbles, because there's nothing that says that Hulu's not going to go to war with my local stations, and then I'll be in the same boat. So
that's true, and that could likely happen because they, too, have to negotiate in order to be able to carry those local signals. And as part of a package, you have the local channels, and you have whatever else you want, you know, that is available from them. I guess they have multiple packages, just like a cable company or satellite company would provide. And they're not the only ones either. There are many others. But if you can get your local signals over the air with an antenna, an outside antenna preferably, you're better off. Because they're not compressed. Satellite and cable always compresses the signals to provide more channels to you. But you're better off just doing it over the air with an antenna if you can.
And there still are many over-the-air DVRs available, so you can record that programming as well.
Yeah, exactly. Tablo, for example. We'll talk more about that in coming weeks. So do stay tuned into tomorrow.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962.
Making your life more convenient, we hope, with technology as we cover the latest in consumer tech. I'm Dave Graveline. You're tuned into Tomorrow with Rosmo and H in the control room.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by StreamGuys.com, providing the audio streaming for all 3 hours of Into Tomorrow via our website at IntoTomorrow.com and on our free Into Tomorrow apps.
And not just because while we celebrate Cinco de Mayo weekend, I'm not even sure if you celebrate it. I don't really care, frankly. A lot of people, though, it's an opportunity to have a couple of drinks. And why not? If that floats your boat and you have a good time with it, just don't drink and drive and be careful and
gives
all that.
A reason to enjoy tacos and margaritas. So, you know, what greater holiday is there?
You can enjoy them anytime. You don't have to go to a crowded Mexican restaurant just on this weekend.
That's true.
Yeah. But if you want to party and you love crowds, hey, go for it. Have a blast. But not just to celebrate Cinco de Mayo, but when you call in, we like to send you prizes in celebration. If you'd like any of the following prizes, no promises, no guarantees, but do tell us when you call in, when we hear you, we'll do our best to get one of these items to you. For example,
from Killer Concepts, we've still got some of those popular Piggy Pro phone stands. These are razor-thin stands that stick to the back of any phone.
And Chris isn't kidding. They are popular. People are asking for them. It's pretty neat. From Rigid 12-volt palm impact screwdriver. driver kits with built-in LED lights.
From UDock, we've got their 550 docking station. You can charge multiple mobile devices in one place.
Speaking of 18-volt, we got Ryobi Score wireless speaker sets. They run on the same Ryobi One batteries as their popular power tools.
And if you're like me and you lose things often, you can take advantage of these pixel trackers we have. You simply attach these to the back of any item, or the side, or the top, or the bottom, or the left, or the right. You just attach it to an item and use an app. You can find that item if you ever lose it.
Yep, very easy. So use our mantra, think about it, call in, win stuff on Into Tomorrow.